This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister urges local manufacturers to support trade compensation mechanism under Petro-Caribe Agreement. CSJP to be extended to 2017 and Senate approves Companies Amendment Act. Details after this message. Stay with us.
Help to reduce billions of dollars spent annually on Jamaica's energy bill. Save energy by reducing the number of lights to a switch in large rooms so that lighting can be turned off when certain areas are not in use. Save energy. Secure Jamaica's energy future.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is urging local manufacturers to support the trade compensation mechanism of the Petro-Caribe Agreement through the provision of goods and services. Under the agreement, the provision of goods to the South American nation will facilitate the government's repayment of a portion of its oil debt to Venezuela, which stands at $2.5 billion. Earlier this week, Carib Cement Company Limited launched its first shipment of 20,000 tons of clinker to Venezuela under the agreement. A total of 100,000 tons of the product, valuing some $8.5 million, is to be sent to the country over the next 4 months.
I would like to urge other Jamaican manufacturers to access this trade compensation mechanism so that more Jamaican goods and services will enter the Venezuelan market.
Prime Minister Simpson-Miller was speaking Thursday at a ceremony to launch the first shipment at the Jamaica Gypsum and Quarries Pier in Kingston. Cabinet has approved the extension of the government's flagship social intervention initiative, the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, for another 4 years. CSJP is funded by the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, and the Canadian and United Kingdom governments. Senator Sandra Faulkner reiterated that the Ministry of National Security implemented program aims to strengthen the governance of security, reduce interpersonal violence, and improve citizen security in targeted communities. CSJP started in 2001 and is being implemented in 50 communities in Kingston and St. Andrew, St. James, St. Catherine, Clarendon, Westmoreland, St. Anne, and St. Mary. Minister Faulkner says the program has had a number of achievements to date, including the building and refurbishing of 8 multipurpose centers and the renovating and refurbishing of reception areas at the Crossroads, Central, and Denham Town police stations. She adds that the CSJP-3, which starts January 1 next year, will be further strengthened while retaining the central elements of the previous 2 phases. Local and overseas investors will now find it easier to do business in Jamaica following the passage of the Companies Amendment Act in the Senate on Thursday. The bill amends the Companies Act to authorize the use of a single business registration form in order to improve the ease with which businesses can be registered in Jamaica. Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding notes that the existing bureaucratic process for the incorporation and registration of a new company has rendered Jamaica's business registration process highly inefficient.
This bill provides for the creation of a so-called one-stop shop at the Companies Office of Jamaica to allow persons who are registering new companies and businesses to do all of these different registrations through Companies Office by the completion of a single business registration form along with their incorporation documents.
The registration form, developed by the COJ, captures all relevant information previously required by the various government offices prior to registration of a new company or business. The bill was passed in the lower house on December 17. And the government of Jamaica is seeking to grant a long-term concession to a global terminal operator for the Kingston Container Terminal, KCT, through a public-private partnership, PPP. Cabinet recently approved the structuring of the public-private partnership model for the KCT. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says the next steps in the process include the issuance of a confidential memorandum and the request for proposal, RFP.
Based on the evaluation of the request for qualification, there are 3 firms which qualified for the right to participate in the request for proposal. The qualified bidders are the Port of Singapore, the Terminal Link Consortium, and Dubai Ports.
Senator Faulkner was speaking at a recent Jamaica House media briefing. Government has also approved the public-private partnership transaction structure for the Port Community System, PCS, and the issuing of requests for proposal to pre-qualified parties. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.